Well, tonight, in keeping with our series called Flourish, everyone say Flourish.
Flourish.
I got a very important message that I want to give to you tonight. And it's found in Philippians chapter 1 and beginning in verse 9. The Apostle Paul is praying for the church at Philippi. And he says, "In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of the Anointed One and His anointing, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Now notice that phrase, "that your love may abound." Now that word "abound" basically means overflow. God is interested in His men and women, sons and daughters, overflowing and abounding and increasing and multiplying and exceeding the limits and even flourishing in their love walk. And so Paul is not just praying for their love to grow, but he's praying for it to deepen and also to mature. Now notice with me what the Message translation says. This is really interesting. In the Message translation of Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it says, "So this is my prayer, that your love will" what? "That your love will flourish, and that you will not only love much, but you will love well." So learn to love appropriately. You need to use your head and test your feelings, it goes on, so that your love is sincere and intelligent, not sentimental gush, not based on your emotions. Live a lover's life, circumspect and exemplary, a life which Jesus will be proud of. Amen. So to flourish, as we have said in this series, means to thrive, to enlarge, to grow, to prosper, to abound, to spread out, to make steady progress. Say it with me, I'm making progress in the love of God. So we ask the question tonight, how then? We know it's the will of God for our love to flourish. So in what ways then can our love abound? How can we make this practical? What can we do to grow in the love of God? Well, I think one of the first things we need to be aware of is that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, we're a church that believes the Word and says the Word. And so what does the Word of God say concerning love? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I'm just going to lead you in a couple confessions. If you look at verses 4 through 8 in the Amplified, it tells us the different characteristics of love. Amen? So, for example, say with me, I endure long, I am patient, and I am kind. You know, if you will practice patience, you will grow in patience. Amen? Somebody says, how do you know that? Well, I'm practicing it. Amen? It's the bud, it's the blade, but I'm working on it. Amen? Say with me, I'm never envious, nor do I boil over with jealousy. I'm not boastful, vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. What Paul is saying is I'm not full of myself. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I'm not living a selfish life. I'm living a selfless life. Amen. Say with me, I'm not conceited. I'm not arrogant. I'm not rude. Because God's love is in me, I do not insist on my own rights or my own way. The love of God in me believes the best of you. The love of God in me believes the best of myself. Amen. So I want Jane to listen up to this. Now I got this love confession that I want to have available for next Wednesday night. This is under Joe Kak Ministries in the Philippines, and he's got some great resources, but we just went over a few of them. But basically, it's the love confession that you can have, and we're going to make sure it's at the table back there. And then there are love scriptures for meditation. So if we want to flourish in love, it begins by being aware the love of God is in us and declaring it regularly. The more that we declare it, the more mindful we are. We become when the circumstance comes, when we have the opportunity to believe the best, when it's in your mouth and in your heart, you'll start acting on that.
Amen?
Amen? Because words paint pictures. Can you see yourself walking in love? Can you see yourself flourishing in love? Can you see yourself being kind to someone that's unkind? Amen. Can you see yourself humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God and not being so full of yourself that people walk away when they see you coming because all you want to talk about is you, yourself, and moi? Amen. Can you see yourself living in a state of biblical humility? Amen. Can you see yourself not failing? Can you see yourself flourishing in the love of God? So that's one thing we can do to appropriate this love and to grow in it. Second thing we can do is we can be quick to forgive. You know, the Bible talks about being quick to forgive. And one thing for sure is the longer that we wait, the harder it's going to be. The longer that we hold on to resentment, the deeper the root of bitterness grows. So you need to nail unforgiveness. You need to nail strife. You need to make sure you do not allow it in your life. If you want to grow in faith, you must grow in forgiveness. Amen. Billy Graham said this way. He said, in one bold stroke, forgiveness obliterates the past and permits us to enter into the land of new beginnings. Amen. And we also know this, that faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. You know, Jesus said in Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, the inevitable law of faith. We could quote it for you tonight. But at the end of him quoting Mark 11, 23 and verse 25, he said this, and when you stand praying, forgive. When you stand making your faith declarations, make sure there's no unforgiveness in your heart. Why is that? Because faith will not work when there's unforgiveness in our lives. Why? Because faith worketh by love.
Amen.
Say that with me. My faith, it works by love. And another way that we can exercise our love is being quick to forgive, but also by acting on the love of God toward our enemies. Every one of us have faced enemies in life, right? Well, here's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:44. He said this, but I say unto you, hate your enemies. No, he said, love, bless, do good, and pray for them.
Amen.
Amen. That's a full-time job right there. And here's what will happen if you love them and you bless them, keep the scripture up there, and you do good to them, and you pray for them, I'll tell you what, it will absolutely eliminate any ill will you have toward your enemies. Amen. Glory to God. Love your everyone. Say, I'm loving my enemies. I'm going to bless those who curse me. Now, how can you bless someone who curses you? Because they cannot curse whom God has blessed. Glory to God. Do good to them. Pray for them. That's one of the highest things you can do for someone that has come against you is to pray for them. How many of you know it's easy to love your friends, right? But if you do these things, you're going to make it. Amen. How do you do that? How do you bless someone? How do you do that? Romans 12:14 says, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Verse 21, he says, be not overcome with evil, but what will happen is you will overcome evil with good. Amen. How many of you know a gentleman by the name of Martin Luther King Jr.? He said this, that love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Isn't that good? Glory to God. It can happen. As you keep your heart right toward people, as you become aware and conscious that this love that is on the inside of you, it overcomes anything and overcomes anyone that has ever come against you. Amen? Now, we're not saying you need to be bosom buddies with them. You know, forgiveness does you more good than it does them. Is that right? So another way that you and I can appropriate the love of God and that we can flourish in the love of God is by being compassionate toward people. Compassion for the hurting. Helping the brokenhearted. Amen? Feeding the hungry. We have Andre and his wife here tonight. They feed the hungry. They go out at midnight into West Oakland and they bring them meals. Why do they do that? They don't do that for themselves. They do that for others. They do that because of the compassion of Jesus on the inside of them. Compassion. Everyone say compassion.
Compassion.
Healing the sick. You know, Jesus was moved with compassion. And he healed the sick. That is what motivated him. That is what moved him. And a sure braca sovrediste brapandele vese, and a sure way to keep yourself in compassion and to keep yourself in the love of God is to pray much in the Holy Ghost. For as you pray in the Spirit, you become aware of the third person of the Godhead residing on the inside of you. And as you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're stirring yourself up. You're building up yourself on your most holy faith. You're praying in the mysteries. You're praying out things that will cause breakthroughs. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. A consciousness of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And when you are aware of Him, you're going to move and you're going to walk in love and you're going to live in compassion. Amen.
Amen.
Now here's what Psalm 35:27 says, and we love this verse about prosperity. It says over there in Psalm 35:27, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in what?
Prosperity.
In the prosperity of his servants. And we should shout for joy.
Yes.
I mean, this is a shouting church.
Yes.
You've got pastors that like to dance.
Hallelujah.
I asked Pastor Tom the other day, I said, man, are you working out? He says, I'm dancing a lot. And he's not doing ballroom dancing either, I'll tell you that right now. He's not doing the salsa down at some honky-tonk place. No, he's dancing before the Lord with all of his might. Amen. Glory to God. He's dancing. Then he says, I'm also on the bounce away. Amen. Glory to God. So this is a shouting church. This is a dancing church. This is a preaching church, right? This is a prosperity believing, divine healing believing, tongue-talking church. But I want you to notice this piece in here. Let them shout for joy and be glad that do what?
Favor.
That favor my righteous cause. So God has a righteous cause. Amen. Say it with me. My Father has a righteous cause. David said concerning taking that big boy Goliath down, he said to his brothers, is there not a cause? There was a cause. It was a covenant cause. So let's talk just a little while about his righteous cause. I see it in Matthew 25. I see it in verses 35 through verse 40. And I'm going to read this from the NLT translation. He said, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then these righteous one will reply, Lord, When did we ever see you hungry or feed you or thirsty or give you something to drink or a stranger and show you hospitality or naked and gave you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will tell them, I love this, I assure you that when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. So Jesus, he touched the untouchable. He cleansed the lepers. He loved the unlovable. There is no one in this world today that God does not love. And we should not have a shunning, judgmental, critical attitude toward those that are demonized. We should be praying for their deliverance. We should be praying for their soul. Can you say amen? He touched the untouchable. He loved the unlovable. And he embraced the unacceptable. One of the greatest icons in modern day history is Mother Teresa. There was an author that went to Calcutta, India to visit Mother Teresa among the lepers. And within a few weeks, he said, I can't handle anymore. I've seen enough for a whole life. One day, Mother Teresa rescued a baby out of the gutter. And he was absolutely devastated by what he saw. And he literally reached the breaking point. Later that day, as he struggled with that image, Mother Teresa asked, but what did you see Jesus today? His answer was no. Mother Teresa took his hand and opened it and closed the five fingers. And closed his five fingers. And as she talked with him, she spoke five words and unfolded each finger. You did it to me. You did it to me. That had to be life-changing. You see, God's heart beats for people. What is man that you're mindful of him? And the Son of Man that you visit him? Wow. Compassion. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed is a church that's compassionate. Blessed is a people. They'll open up their hearts and their lives to those that are hurting. You see it in the Philippines all the time. You see it in every continent of the earth. People are hurting. We see it right here in the Bay Area. You see it in West Oakland. People are hurting. But thank God we've got the answer. I said we've got the answer. And you know what? It begins by being prayerful about it. It begins by stirring our hearts for souls. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm cognizant, well aware of the fact, had not Jesus come into my heart, I'd have been in hell now for decades. I know where I came from. I kind of knew where I was going. And I marvel at the mercy of God. And who are we to look down on people? Who are we to look down on someone that may walk into this auditorium full of demons? We should be ready to cast those demons out. And love that person. Who are we to shun a person that may come in with body odor?
Come on now.
Thank you.
This is a place for people to have their hearts changed and their lives completely turned around. Let's just thank God for his compassion right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for His compassion. Thank you for the love of God. Oh, brother, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost a minute. Hallelujah. Oh, we know the harvest is great. The harvest is great. We become willing in the day of your power. Hallelujah. Willing to sacrifice. Willing to give. Willing to extend our hands. Willing to sow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for hearts. Thank you, Lord, for a breakthroughs, even in this auditorium, for people being born again. Breakthroughs, Lord. Glory to God. Breaking through the fallow ground. Breaking through into the hearts of men and women. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So God's heart beats with the rhythm of people. And if people are the heartbeat of God, how much should they be the heartbeat of the church? Bill Hybels said many years ago, people matter to God. And if people matter to God, they should matter to us. Amen? He shed His precious blood for the precious fruit of the earth. Oh, say it with me. I'm blessed because I'm flowing in compassion. I'm flowing in mercy. And I will obtain mercy. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Mercy. Mercy for salvation, but also mercy for healing. You know, a lot of people, they lived rough lives before they got born again.
That's right.
I was one of them. Don was one of them. You were one of them. We got a congregation that were ones of them. Amen. And you know what? The trick of the devil would be is, well, even though you're saved, you've sown that, but you've made your bed and you've got to suffer the consequences of your past life. There's healing mercy. I experienced healing mercy in my body. Jesus took it out of me. Hallelujah. He's great. He's merciful. And so we want to have that attitude in this church. Well, you're saved all right, but you know what you did. No, that's the devil's business. And the other thing we need to be very cautious of and mindful of is when people come back to church, they ought to come back with our arms like this. Not like, well, where have you been? If you'd have been tithing for the last decade, we'd be a lot better off. No. Just forget all that. Just thank God. Be like the Father who welcomed the prodigal of old. Amen. Loving. Compassionate. In Matthew chapter 5, here's what Jesus said. I'm going to read it from the Message translation. Can we read it together if we could? Ready to read. God is not a seek... Oops. All right. Okay. I've got the wrong translation. Keep that off. Let me read the one I've got. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill, if I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a basket, do you? I'm going to put you on a lampstand. And now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Be open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt others to open up to God. So letting our light shine is letting compassion and love flow. How else? And we're going to be done in just a moment. How else can our love flourish? How else can it flourish? Well, another way is by sacrificial giving. Giving of our time. Giving of our energy. I'm so proud of the people that have sown this week into Vacation Bible School.
That's right. That's
We've had over 20 volunteers volunteer their time. You take a look at the foyer, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's been decorated in this house. You get down the hallway where the children's ministry is, it's a beautiful, beautiful decorations for these young children to come. What a blessing. They're giving of their time. They're giving of their energy. It's sacrificial giving. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Giving of our resources beyond what's easy. Amen. Say with me, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Another way that we can flourish in love and in compassion is by restoring the fallen. Gently helping someone who has messed up. Jesus and Peter. Amen. He restored him. And then another way is by loyalty and unconditional love. And what I mean by that is walking with someone through a tough season.
Yes.
Walking with someone through a hard season. Walking with them. You think about Ruth and Naomi. She said, your people shall be my people. And whither thou goest, I'm going. Our attitude is, whatever you may be going through, I want you to know I'm with you. I'm not going to give up on you. No matter how you may have failed, I just want you to know that I'm your brother. Or if you're a sister, I'm your sister. I love you, and I'm here for you.
Amen.
And it could be just as simple as making a phone call. Sending a text. I'm thinking about you today. I'm praying for you. You're going to make it. You're in a tough spot. But I've discovered that our God is the God of the tight places.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Last scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in Hayward and Bay Area. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more. Message translation. Regarding the life together and getting along with each other, you don't need me to tell you what to do. You're God taught in these matters. Just love one another. You're already good at it. Your friends all over the Bay Area are the evidence. Then he says, keep it up and get better and better at it. How many of you want to get better and better at it? How many of you want to flourish? Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's stand up and thank God for what we've heard tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word. Thank you, Father, that we are increasing and we're flourishing in the love of God. Thank you, Master, that this church, praise the Lord, is known for the miracles. It's known for compassion. It's known for a move of the Spirit and for the word of life going forward. Thank you, Father, for drawing people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Bring the hurting, Lord. Bring the halt. Bring the maimed. Bring the blind. Bring those that are demonized, Lord. And they will experience the glory of God, experience the love of God, and be changed by the very power of God. Amen. 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 Can anyone testify that you've experienced the love of God in your life one or two times? Woo! Glory to God. I think we could shout about that just a little bit more. Glory to God. Great is your love. Great is your love. Great is your compassion. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.